on BBC One and BBC One HD.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Oh, the January man, he walks abroad in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still wipes the snow from off his hair and blows his hand. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring. And hopes for better weather. Through April rain, a man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June the man inside, the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and grins at each newcomer. And in July the man in cotton shirts, he sits and thinks on being. The August man and thousands take the road and watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and leave the year. Autumn is his bridle.
The sound of Lau with special guest Karina Polwart and a song called January Man. And welcome to my very first shows of 2012. I'm Fiona Talkington here late at night, Tuesday to Thursday. It's my turn here for the next couple of weeks, and then Late Junction takes a week off while Mary-Anne Kennedy visits the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. So I'll be looking ahead to that festival over this fortnight, and I'm also featuring the Kronos Quartet, who've got a residency at the Barbican in London coming up. Lau, by the way, play at Celtic Connections too, and you can find full details of the concerts on the Celtic Connections website. There's a really great concert in Glasgow on Thursday night. I wish I could be there. The great banjo player Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Here they are with a track from last year's album, Rocket Science.
Thank you.
That's a duo called Pepe Deluxe, who were inspired by the world's largest musical instrument, the great stalactite organ, built in 1956 in an underground cavern in Virginia. Essentially, it was a keyboard which triggered rubber-tipped mallets which strike the stalactites. The duo then waited 6 years for the instrument to be repaired, and then when they got permission to use it, Paul Malmstrom, one half of the duo, turned up in a white tux and bow tie to play the first original composition ever created on the organ. And just before that, Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and a track called Fellani, which comes from their album Rocket Science. Do go and see them live at Celtic Connections on Thursday night in Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall. After just one day in Tokyo, the Scottish musician Bill Wells had a new album ready with a host of collaborators, an album which has already won him some really great reviews. Here are a couple of tracks. First, one called Effective Demand, and then Mitsu Tori. Thank you. Couple of tracks there from the new CD from Bill Wells, recorded in just a day in Tokyo. The album's called Lemondale, and those tracks were Effective Demand and then Mitsutori with vocalist Mizumi Nikaido. The Kronos Quartet is about to begin a major residency at the Barbican in London, workshops from Saturday and concerts from next Tuesday. And I thought this would be an opportunity to feature them on Late Junction across some of their many and varied projects. The most recent release is of music by the Russian composer Vladimir Martinov, who's devoted a lot of time to working on compositions which combine American minimalism with the repetitive chants of Russian Orthodox music. The quartet asks for an arrangement of one of his choral pieces, The Beatitudes, to close its live performance project, The Awakening, which reflects on the attacks of September the 11th. It's one of the great works of faith in our repertoire, says David Harrington.
Thank you.
Stile Antico with music by the 16th century composer John Shepherd, setting words from Psalm 70. Haste thee, O God, to help me. And before that, the Kronos Quartet were the first of their recordings I'm playing here on Late Junction this week, The Beatitudes by Vladimir Martinov. And you can hear that piece at their Awakening concert at the Barbican on the 26th. The Swedish band Vessen have been together for over 20 years with their intoxicating blend of nickel harpa, guitars and five-stringed viola. They're going to be at Celtic Connections in Glasgow on the 22nd, joining forces there with Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout. But here they are with some different guests. It's a wedding march for their own viola player Mikael Marin, his wife Mia on fiddle along with Emma Reed and Andre Ferrari playing percussion. The Swedish band Vessen with a gorgeous wedding march for the band's viola player Mikael Marin, his wife Mia and Emma Reed also joining in on fiddle and Andre Ferrari playing percussion. Vessen are at Celtic Connections in Glasgow on the 22nd at the Old Fruit Market and you're always guaranteed a good night out with them. I'll play you another track from that album later on. Andrea LaRose is a New York-based flautist and composer. Here's a very short piece of hers with a feel of a ticking clock and some muttering clarinet. I'm not going to do that.
Off the hook, no one knows where we are. It's been a while since I drank champagne. The ocean's blue as your eyes. Gonna take it with me. Since gone, and now way back when we lived on Coney Island. Ain't no good thing ever dies. Gonna take it with me when I. Oh!
New release from the singer Solveig Sletterhjell with the pianist Morten Kvenil, the Tom Waits, Kathleen Brenner number Take It With Me. And they followed Andrea LaRose, a New York-based composer and flautist, and a short piece of hers called Not True. Olof Johansson is the very tall, very distinctive nickel harpa player in the Swedish band Vessen, and this is one of his compositions, Rob's Polska. Swedish band Vessen again with a piece written by their nickel harpa player Olof Johansson called Rob's Polska. I played you a song by Solveig Slettihjell just before. If you've ever seen her with her band, then you'll know her drummer, Per Oddvar Johansson, who was actually here on tour a couple of months ago with the Christian Valamara Ensemble, and you might remember they did a Late Junction collaboration for us. Per Oddvar is also a composer, writing for solo percussion and also for string quartet.
Thank you.
Canadian musician Lee Hatzulak, who records under the name of Dixie's Death Pool, and he includes a frying pan harp and a metal shelf played with scrubbing brush in his musical palette. That was one of his pieces called Disorganized Thoughts. And that followed a couple of tracks composed by the drummer Per Odvar Johansson. One called Nobel, with string quartet members Harpreet Bansal, Ursula Mühlberger, Bendik Foss and Christina Martins, and a solo percussion piece from Per Odvar called Tama. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And if you want to follow up any of the music I'm playing, you'll find details on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website. Some early piano music now by John Cage. Herbert Henk is the pianist in this short prelude. Thank you.
It was there I met a fair pretty girl.
Now, I really like the British band The Owl Service, but rumour has it that they're heading for hibernation. I'm sure their members will have plenty of music for us, though. Do keep track of them on the Riff Mountain website. And that was a track from The Owls called January Snows, following on from John Cage's early prelude played by Herbert Henk. Now, time to hear from the Kronos Quartet again, this time with a piece written by Alamu Aga, master of the Ethiopian Bagena, a 10-string lyre with a strange buzzing sound. The quartet are playing instruments made for them by Walter Kitundu, inspired by the Bagena and by Alamu Aga's haunting voice. Jeffrey Ziegler plays the Bagena Maradia, and Hank Dutt plays the voice-like modified viola. This is Tiu Samanya Hagari. Listen to me, fellow countrymen. Kronos Quartet with music by the Ethiopian Alamu Aga, the quartet including some instruments specially made for them to represent the Ethiopian tradition. and the Kronos Quartet are at the Barbican in London from the 21st, beginning with masterclasses, and then there are concerts from the 24th to the 27th. The venues, as well as the Barbican, they're at the Hackney Empire and Wilton's Music Hall in London, and full details are on the Barbican's website. The Catalan singer Montserrat Figueras died in November, and shortly after her death came a new release called Mare Nostrum, the Roman name for the Mediterranean Sea. It's far more than just a double CD. It's a book as well, with glossy pictures full of information about the music and its origins. This is a Sephardic song from Tunisia.
Oh,
The voice of Montserrat Figueras with a song from Tunis. She was joined by the flautist Pierre Amon, the duduk played by Haik Sariku Yumjan, and Jordi Savall played rabab. The Silences is a rather interesting quartet, I think. The French pianist Benoît Delbecq on prepared piano, the Norwegian guitarist Kim Meer, French percussionist Thomas Goubon, and the Berlin-based trumpeter Niels Ostendorf. I'm going to end tonight with a track from them called Spires. So till tomorrow at the same time. Good night.